Welcome back, everybody, to the Dom and Colin podcast, The Challenge USA, episode 8. Episode 8 is in the books, and of course, we're back here to talk through it all. Another elimination, finally another guy's elimination, the fourth one of the season compared to five women who have gone home. Time to get into it all. I am one of your hosts, Matt Liguori, alongside my co-host, Brian Scally. Scally, what's up?
Hello, hello. I'm glad to be back here, jumping in, talking about the Challenge USA 2 with what I thought was a pretty fun episode.
It was a pretty fine episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
I had a weird experience watching it, just rewatching it for this podcast. Just now was the first time I watched it. The first time I listened to it, because I was driving up to Lake George for this weekend. I had a bachelorette party weekend, and Jofo decided to be very kind and leave his phone. Like, we were on the phone, so he put his phone by the TV so I could hear it because nobody was streaming it.
Well, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to find those streams. I don't know why Paramount Plus doesn't have like a live MTV channel at this point. Like, your app's dying. Give me more features.
Yeah. And the connection wasn't very good anyway. It was not connecting very well for Big Brother. So I listened to the challenge episode on the phone. Also, I didn't get to the elimination because I had just been pulling up to the Airbnb at like, 10:40 or whatever time it was, 10:45. So I was like, just tell me what happens. So this is the first time I saw it all the way through. But I also then, again, weird order, I listened to all the podcasts before having seen anything that happened. So my perspective on this week is a little all over the place, but that's my story.
Yeah, wow, you really took this out of order. So I guess maybe should we jump in out of order? I don't
know. We should talk about the final instead, because yeah, <it's> just keep the out of order theme going.
Exactly.
I checked back in on the draft board, which, again, thank you for keeping an eye on, and I see that Puya's team is now also out of the must-lose portion.
What the hell is with your guys' three teams? Because currently, you guys, out of nine picks, the only person not eliminated is Chris Underwood. I have all three. I have all three of mine still in there. And it's Sebastian, Alyssa Snyder, and Josh. Three people, like, they're not winning, I don't think. So, like, what the hell? Why are my picks still in?
That's so funny. I mean, we, again, are doing pretty well. And I'm the only problem on the must win portion of the board. My pick of John A is the only one on that side of 12 picks who has gone home so far. Everybody else is still in the game, so I ruined that for us. But yeah, on the other side of the board, on the must lose, we've been pretty good. And by we, I mean Puya, Kirsten, and myself.
Yeah, I don't get it, because I looked at this and I truly was just looking at the top half, and I was like, okay, like, most of these picks make sense. And there are a couple picks on the bottom half where I, like, was a little surprised to see them go. Like, I was surprised to see Pauly go home early, to be honest. I was surprised to see, you know, like, a couple of these people.
Lewis, you know, like, thought he was going to make a deep run.
I really thought Lewis had it in him. I thought Alyssa L might, you know, who knows, do okay here. But, no. Apparently, you guys really had your fingers on the pulse, because I am, we're struggling over here.
Sebastian, Alyssa Snyder, and Josh. Just yes, nobody wants to go home. Nobody wants to leave. Could have lost Sebastian this episode had the Hopper went a different way.
Could have lost Alyssa S if Tyler didn't volunteer, apparently.
I mean, define, like, volunteer. I guess let's get into it. Like, volunteering, what does he mean by he volunteered?
I don't know. He was jumping straight at it like, I'll do anything to make sure that Alyssa doesn't go home. But it's like, were the votes just like always going to go that way? And so it just sounds like nicer to say this.
I think so. Like, not there was one vote on a woman, and it was from Wes just being a troll.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was in the house like saying, like, I'm going to make it a guy's day. Like, Monty, like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to do my best to take out anyone in there. Not you. Hopefully not you, but like anyone else.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of right out of the Tyler playbook of, like, you know, caring about something else going on more than he cares about the game, and just kind of using that as an excuse to. I'm not saying he was, like, looking to leave or quit by any means, but, like, you know, just prioritize, again, prioritizing something else that was more important to him instead of the game. He spent the entirety of, you know, All-Stars, Big Brother, just wanting to get home to Angela, or just thinking about Angela the whole time and not being able to focus on the game. And now it's the same kind of deal, but with Alyssa, and just, I don't know. I mean, for a super fan, you would really think that he would be a little bit more game focused, but I don't know. I guess he's just, you know, a human being with feelings first and foremost. How dare he?
It's interesting. I'm wondering, like, how active was Tyler in the strategy? I don't think we're getting a accurate picture of this season at all, to be honest, in the edit. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing, but I think there's a ton of stuff that we're not privy to. I feel like Tyler was a huge name, obviously. One of the biggest gets on the cast on the CBS side, I feel like. But the person that, you know, CBS seems to remember Tyler to be doesn't exist anymore. That person is not on these shows.
So let me tell you about the Johnny Bananas podcast this week, where he hosts a podcast for anybody who is unaware, he hosts a podcast on The Ringer where he talks about, you know, the week's episode. He recaps it with the guest. He's been like in and out this season. He hasn't done every episode. And he even mentioned that on this episode. He was just like, yeah, I've been so busy. I haven't been able to do every week. Sorry. Like, it's okay. Just, I don't even know why I'm listening anyway. But he had on as a guest this week. He was just hanging out with Tori, Josh, and Sebastian. So they were all the guests on his podcast. And him and Tori were talking about how out there, Tyler was his usual introvert self. And I say usual because we know that he's kind of a more of an introvert than, you know, other reality TV contestants. And he was really quiet. He kind of kept to himself. So Tori was like, yeah, when we like started watching the season and Tyler's got like so much more screen time than we ever anticipated, she's like, that was a huge shock.
Yeah, I can believe it. I just really, I don't see it, but who knows? I think that Tyler has the capability of being like a really good gamer, but even when he was a really good gamer, I didn't find him to be the most engaging television personally.
No, I mean, maybe we can get him on here and he can tell us all about why Tyler is so great.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No.
Oh.
For a variety of reasons, but
yeah, I'm watching.
Yeah, so I don't know. But he has definitely had his fair share of screen time in the past couple of episodes, whether it's just the showmance of it all with Alyssa or, I don't know, being one of the more compelling non-veteran players. I mean, when you look at the board of the non-veteran men, it's pretty much him and Chris that are getting, you know, confessional time, and then Monty and Sebastian, who pop in like once an episode, and now Monty's gone.
Consistently forget that both of them were on the show, right, to be honest.
And now one of them is not. So
yep.
Devastated, right, to lose Monty here?
No.
It's so funny. Like, I feel like my relationship with Monty is like, I mean, I certainly do not have warm feelings for the guy. But there was that brief period of time after, like pretty much the day of the BB24 finale where I was like, thank you, Monty. You brought her to the end. Like, you handed her the check. You did it. You helped us get this perfect outcome, because he won that final HOH. He cut Turner. He brought Taylor. Taylor wins. So I was like so appreciative of him for like a day. And then afterwards I was like, okay, you can go now.
That was not me. My experience was more like, like, sucks for you. Yeah, I was, you know, like, glad to watch you lose to the person that you counted out the whole time. So that was mostly my experience with Monty. And I don't feel like he had the same trajectory here. We really didn't get enough of him for me. If like this was my first introduction to Monty, zero feeling. Don't know the man. Never seen him before. We'll never see him again. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But based on, you know, my memory of the live feeds, in which I have seen much more of Monty than a very large number of these players, I'm glad to see him go.
Yeah, definitely didn't get a whole lot from him. Like, we didn't even get, like, a segment in his now goodbye episode of, like, here's my backstory. It was just like, I'm working with Tyler.
Yeah, it would be a real shame if I went against Tyler. Like, oh, I guess that's probably going to happen now.
But I definitely don't know anything about him. I mean, honestly, I can't remember anything about him from BB24 either. So maybe he's just like one of the rare contestants with no story to tell besides, hey, I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. About Monty the person, nothing. Not a single thought in my head.
Yeah. And like, you know, he wasn't going to be on here like, well, you know, I need redemption for when I lost to the girl that I, you know, was being a jerk to all season long. And I brought her to the end because I thought that I could beat her super easily. And then I didn't. And the jury didn't even vote for me. So he wasn't going to bring all that in.
I don't think that, like, with Big Brother, I mean, I would say that they don't want us to remind the audience of any of their involvements in what they did on the show. But, you know, they did show Alyssa being like, oh, Kyle. So maybe they are a little freer than they might be. And Monty just wasn't giving anything.
Yeah, they showed a Fessy and Tyler flashback.
Yeah, but like BB20 is the good old days for Big Brother at this point.
I guess so. But yeah, Monty is gone. Also, I'm noticing I'm like, I'm a little stuffy, and I hear it in my voice. So sorry if that bothers anybody. My stuffiness.
At first, I was like, "Is your mic good?"
Because I'm stuffy.
A little bit.
I'm stuffy.
I'm sorry.
I'm my body's run down. I'm tired. I'm probably also low energy, but we're gonna power through it anyway. So Monty's gone. I was gonna just bring up the fact that TJ is like, you know, hope to see you back. You're awesome. I'm like, let's relax.
Yeah, I don't know what TJ's like view is on these people in general. I think that he's generally pretty impressed. It wasn't like a thing on Challenge USA 1 where it's like, wow, you actually are doing this. You are like complete nobodies and you are somehow competing like on the same stuff that the challengers do. Like, I feel like the bar is a lot lower on Challenge USA for him.
It is. It is for sure. So where do we want to go? Back to the beginning now...
Take it all out of order.
Yeah, why not? We're now at an individual game, so everybody's coming back to the house, and we get a few people talking about how their position is in the game. Chris feels good. Tori feels good. Michaela's excited she's back. Josh talking about how he's in the middle, has a lot of allies. Another thing that was talked about on that podcast that I was referring to was Josh getting a lot of praise from Bananas and Tori for how good of a social game he was playing this entire season, and how good he was doing, and this being like his shining moment as a challenger.
That is one of the things that I do think is coming across on the show. I feel like Josh has been consistently connected to everyone, even in this episode where him and Chris are talking and saying basically like, I'll keep the Survivor votes off of you. You keep the Big Brother votes off of me. Like, sounds good. We'll keep going. It seems like he is working with almost every single person in this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can pretty much tell. I mean, the Survivor women, I don't know how warm of feelings they have towards him at the moment, especially after, like, there was that whole thing with Tiffany, and Tiffany was working closely with those Survivor women, so I don't really know if the warm, fuzzy feelings are all still there, but, you know, you're getting down into the, you know, to make it this far with that many people feeling good with you, even if it's starting to slip apart, like, you know, it is worth a bit of credit, so...
Mm-hmm. I do have to say in the opener, like in the previously on, I love like TJ setting up what this episode is going to be. And he goes, now that they are competing as individuals and no more teams. It's like, yeah, you said that.
Individuals and no more teams. So rather than just individuals on teams.
Yeah. Like, we could have said just one of those things, but okay, TJ.
You think it was like a Frankenbite of like... two different takes that he had and they edited it together.
I don't think so. Remember, like, it was giving, you know, when we went and watched the, what was that? The War of the Worlds 1 preview, like preview at this point.
Yeah.
And like, there was not TJ's voiceovers edited in yet.
It was like, just I like, think this, yeah.
Yeah. TJ speaks here, quote, or whatever. Yeah. Like, so wow. That was a long time ago. I think that like, this was definitely recorded a week and a half ago or like right before the season was aired. Like, okay, here's what you say, TJ. And he's just reading exactly what's given to him by, you know, there's no writers anymore. So like, TJ's got to write his own lines right now and it's showing.
Yes. Speaking of those reunions, or well, no, that was a preview we went to, not a reunion. I thought it was interesting. I saw a picture this past week of one Survivor cast member of season 45, Brandon Donlan, friend of many in the community. And there's a picture. Say again.
Very many.
Very many friends, yes. He apparently went to the reunion for one of the Champs versus Pro seasons. And I was like, first of all, there was a reunion for that? Like, I don't remember that. But also thought it was funny just to see the screenshot of him at that reunion. I was like, oh, okay. I wonder how that went.
Yeah, that's the real OGs know him from that appearance.
Right, nothing else.
Nothing else.
So that is that. Tiffany's gone, though, and the Big Brother crew is talking about how, you know, that's another number down. Alyssa especially is upset because she's the last remaining Big Brother woman, and there's the whole thing going on with how Josh and Fessel are not exactly working with Big Brother. They're like there, and they're technically Big Brother, but they're obviously a lot closer to the challengers. So,
yeah, no, Josh and Fessel are like working with them so far as they don't want them to catch votes from them, but otherwise, there's nothing there.
Yeah. Fessel gets a confessional right before the challenge started, talking about how he's rocking with Josh and Corey. And I'm like, okay, what's new? There's no new information here. This is why Fessel is at the bottom of the confessionals chart consistently, because he's not saying anything. He's not telling us anything.
I do feel like it's kind of glossed over, because when Nelson was previously saying that he was working with Corey on another season, not with Corey, when Nelson was saying that he was working with Fessel and called home to his best friend Corey, and yeah. Corey's like, what are you doing? This guy will backstab you every time. So, you know, compared to all of these new people, I guess it's the only thing that really where Corey and Fessel would just combine so easily. But I'm wondering if there was any like awkwardness there, if they end up on another season with other people that Corey can trust. Is he dropping Fessel? Because he didn't seem to be a huge Fessel fan last we saw him.
Yeah, I think that could be in a similar kind of vein to like the Bananas and Wes of it all, of like, you know, back, obviously this is more back in the day than it is now, of like that they were targeting each other, but people were like, oh, well, they're always friends. And like, you look at it now and like, they're going to come into the season working together because you're kind of all you have at a certain point. So it's like, it makes all the sense in the world to just drop it and, you know, have each other's backs.
Yeah, just interesting. I'm almost like, did we waste a potential rivalry on Challenge USA where like we could have just not cast one of them and cast them on season 40 and like had another rivalry built in where, you know, maybe they felt a little more secure not working with each other. But I think probably they end up working together regardless.
We'll talk about this at the end, but the Challenge 39 cast has dropped as of today. Ooh. And how mad is Fessel that he couldn't go out there and be a mercenary?
Pissed. So pissed. Mm-hmm. Hey, he could still win this season, but I guess they would spoil. Maybe he's just not announced yet.
Well, that's another thing, which I don't really know how much it's worth talking about, but you know what I'm going to say?
I think we should definitely save that for the end.
Probably. But the challenge battle of the new chair for a new champion is got there's questions for me, but whatever. We'll
like, is it. Someone if you are a, you know, not spoiled on the particular result of one of these contestants on this current cast and don't want to know if they may or may not win, I would suggest not looking at the battle for the new champ.
Yeah, you probably also just haven't been able to avoid it by now, so you probably already know what we're talking about. But I guess we'll save it for the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the only other thing to talk about before we get to the challenge itself is this Bananas and Michaela link up, where Bananas is eyeing Michaela and the Survivor women as people that he wants to have on his side rather than against him. And we're going to see throughout the episode that Tori is feeling the same way. Bananas and Tori, certainly each other's number ones coming into this game. They even mentioned it on the podcast. So this seems like a combined effort of like, let's work with these girls. They are strong. They are good. A strong contingent of numbers as well to just have working with us than against us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is with Tori working with the Survivor girls, like, is this all of the Survivor girls or are Michelle and Cassidy on the outs? Because there has to be a couple of female eliminations before the end. So like, only Alyssa's there. We got to vote in at least one more person. And more than one of them is likely to be eliminated before that final. So are they included? Are they not included? Because like Chanel, Desi, and Michaela, I believe they're all in that same bedroom, right? So that mm-hmm. does make sense as a closer knit alliance. And they also have pointed out that Michelle has maybe not had their best interest at heart always. So Michelle playing the field might come back to bite her a little bit here.
Absolutely. I mean, when you see the scenes later on of Tori talking to these women, it's three people that are left out of this entire deal that's being made. It's like you said, Michelle, it's Alyssa, and it's Cassidy. So I can understand why they're looking at, you know, why Tori is looking at the three of the women that she's speaking to as saying, like, you guys seem like the strongest ones, because they do. When you're comparing it to Alyssa Snyder, Michelle, who I'm not trying to underestimate by any means, but wow. I'm taking Chanel, Desi, or Michaela over Michelle in a final. And Cassidy, who's, I love her to death, but maybe not to death. I mean, I don't know if we're there yet.
Oh my God.
I mean, I love her, but like, I, a little dramatic to go with.
So you don't stand Michelle and Cassidy is what I'm gathering from this.
No, no, I've had enough.
Look up the definition of stand. But yeah, I'm also curious on the men's side. I feel like, okay, we still got Tyler. And then, like, look, I get that they're working with Survivor, but, like, I don't believe that many of them are that close to Sebastian. Especially given the preview. But there's not enough names for you to be working with everyone in this house. You have to eventually turn on some people. And I feel like maybe we are giving the vets a lot of power with the current alliance structure, as I've been concerned about for quite some time.
Yeah, not all of them, but definitely these two, Tori and Bananas.
I mean, do you think Wes is not involved in this deal? Like, you know, they're all involved.
I mean, I would think so, just by, like, logic of where everybody is in the house and where all these pieces are. But, like, where is Wes involved? Like, where is he? I don't see him involved in anything going on here.
For some reason, they edit all of the important things out, apparently. Like, there's been multiple fights edited out, like hookups, I believe, like all of the above. Especially with this writer strike, you could have given us 90 minutes on this one. I'm sorry. Like, I don't need it all the way to the end, but the interesting stuff, like, give us more. But
true, because writing all those episodes of ridiculousness is really, you know, pulling us to need more MTV content. So
I don't know. I just think, like, there are limited spots. Let's say there's probably four men spots at the end, five men spots. Like, you got Bananas, Wes, Corey, like Fessel, Josh. Like, already you cut out Chris, you cut out Sebastian, you cut out Tyler. Like, there's still one spot, like, that needs to go.
Right. Ready to talk about the challenge?
Let's do it.
It was called Spelunkers. And it was about swimming and swimming to a word. What am I trying to say? Crossword?
A word search. Word
yeah, scramble. Word search. Yeah, that. Underwater to try to get the five different words that were in one of the word searches. Gather up a theme and then go unlock a box that was the word on the box is what the theme was. So, for example, if you didn't watch, it was the first round was a couple of words that were related to cats and the word was cats. And then the second round, the words were related to dance and the code to unlock the thing was dance. And the interesting part of the challenge, whether or not you found it interesting or not, was just whether or not the four people that were competing at a time, it was five heats, I think it was four heats of four different players at a time, to see if they were going to work together to make sure that whoever was the winner of that heat got it in the fastest possible time, or if they were playing self-interested and decided to just, you know, keep the information all to themselves. And we saw it play out in a couple different ways, so, like, that was fascinating to me.
Like, this is luck of the draw of who you're paired with, essentially, at that point. So, like, didn't love that. I would have much rather either had, like, two women's heats or two men's heats, or just, like, build four more boxes and just, like, all right, men go, women go. Like, that's pretty straightforward. I think this challenge is rather boring if you watch it all play out in one heat. Still kind of boring watching it play out in four. So maybe they just feel like it wasn't complete enough of a challenge. There wasn't really enough there to have it just all at once. I don't know how you really edit that to be interesting. But I think it's a lot better design for a challenge at the same time.
It's definitely the... I think it could have been... definitely a good idea to have the men and women competing separately, because then who's going to team up and work together if you're literally competing against everybody that's in your heat?
Exactly. Because, like, when you have, you know, let's say Tory, like, you have two of the vets working together. Like, they are incredibly incentivized to just give the person of the other gender their, you know, who they are working with. Like, here's the answer, because I would like you to also have power, my alliance mate. Like, that's very obvious. So where you have, for example, Cassidy, I believe, was competing with three Big Brother players, like, instant disadvantage.
I mean, she was off to a good start. was the first one to get the first word, and then she gets to the second word search and just fell apart there, getting passed by pretty much everybody, as I think Fessel and Alyssa were the winners of that first heat.
Believe that if Cassidy gave Fessel the first word, he would have given her the second one.
Of course not. And like, that goes the same for like Wes and Tori and whatnot. Like, it's certainly a smart thing to say before you go, like, oh, let's all help each other, because, you know, if I'm Wes and I am struggling, then I'm going to hope that the people that are with me will give me the word. If I'm Wes and I'm in the lead, then I'm probably not going to give you the word.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I feel like, all right, these are empty words, but whatever.
Yeah.
And that's why it's just like the luck of the draw determined a little too much. I don't know that either winner was necessarily came down to who they were partnered with and getting handed clues. So I guess great there. But no,
the two of the winners, which, spoiler alert, ended up being Bananas and Tori, both seemed, you know, at least from the edit, like they just kind of killed it.
Yeah, it's almost like we should have gotten out these vets sooner before they dominated the individual challenges.
Nah, that's crazy.
Almost like we all knew that was the case. So that's weird.
Yeah. Alyssa Snyder, I don't think, knew she was signing up for a show called The Challenge. When she's out there competing, the confessional she's giving are like, so I, like, it was so exhausting. Like, we had to like swim out and look at the puzzle and figure out the clues and then swim back and like open the lock. And I'm like, yeah, this is all pretty simple. Like, this is all very basics of a challenge.
Honestly, though, relatable. Like, that would be many, many, many people if they were out there. So, and like, look, she's getting a free paycheck. What is she going to do?
I guess.
I don't blame her for accepting. I blame them for casting her.
Yeah. I mean, that's certainly fair, but it was just funny. She was just like, and then we had to like go swim back and get the next code. And I'm like, why do you sound like you're upset about this? Like,
my favorite is that she's like, this game is just like lying and manipulating, and I'm just not built like that. It's like, aren't you a Big Brother super fan, allegedly? And you, like, you were like, I'm going to dominate Big Brother. Like, what did you think this was? This is The Challenge, which is a fraction of what happens there.
I don't know if they drafted Alyssa Snyder in that draft Rob did a couple weeks ago about the person to complete a trifecta, but she's going to be on Survivor, and then they're going to also put her on The Amazing Race, and she's going to be equally as enthused for all of the four shows that she's been on, and she's going to be the first one.
If, oh my God, if she was the first, I would literally cry.
That would be so funny.
I would cry.
The cast picture comes out and you're just in tears live on Twitch. Literally. Crying.
No, it's going to be you calling. Do you see Gamer Bev dropped? And I'll be like, no, no.
Alyssa Snyder. Another funny moment is when Bananas is trying to help his crew, Chanel, Michaela, and Monty, and he gives them the word pause. He says, think about the word pause in relation to one of the clues. And he said P-A-W-S. They heard P-A-U-S-E, and that tripped them up a lot.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of credit on the episode. Like, it was the perfect mastermind clue. And Monty clears this up even in his exit interviews. Like, I don't think that Bananas was intentionally smart about this. I just think that it happened to be a homonym.
Yeah. Definitely don't think he did that in the moment on purpose. Like, they were in freezing gross water. They said murky water, right? So I'm assuming it was kind of gross. And I don't want to just judge the water.
That's probably sand.
Probably some sand in the water. Probably some rocks. Maybe some fish. And yeah, he did not think about that in the moment, but it worked out perfectly for him. He ended up getting the win on that heat, as well as Chanel. We had Wes, Tori, Michelle, and Sebastian, which was the one where Tori and Wes, you know, made that deal, decided to go against it and not tell anybody anything. And so funny to me, I don't know if you picked up on this, when Michelle gets to where Tori and Wes are, I think Sebastian might have been there, I don't know. She says something like, oh, that was such BS. And Tori's like, yeah, sorry about that. And Michelle's like talking about the word, not about the fact that Tori didn't tell her the word.
Interesting.
So she was like, that was such like, I don't know if she said exactly that. She was like, that was such BS. And Tori's like, yeah, sorry. And then she's like, that word was like, so I was like, Tori, she wasn't even talking about that, but it was funny.
That is funny. I do want to ask, going back to that triple crown of CBS.
Yes.
Ceree and Jared do the Amazing Race. Are you rooting for them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand Jared like anybody else, but you're not going to get me to root against Ceree.
Okay, I'm just curious. I didn't between, say root against.
Between like now and then, she will have fully corrected her son's behavior and who he is as a person. I can promise you that.
So you're prepared to stand Jared on the Amazing Race.
All right. You've put enough words in my mouth for one week. And then the final heat, which was the one that they're just going to gloss right over, was Chris, Desi, Corey, and Josh. So Desi gets a free, you know, win, yeah, air quotes.
That also happened.
On that. And yeah. And then we get our winners, Bananas and Tori.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. This was just, it made me a little nervous for the future individual challenges. I'm not going to lie. I do think that experience in these type of challenges has proven very valuable. So I think that I would anticipate seeing the challengers win a good number of these, unfortunately, in the back half.
Totally possible. I love the, I doubt it was intentional, but it felt like, I wish it was intentional, troll job of Josh and Bananas being the two with the close times. And as far as like the television show goes, Josh might have won a challenge. Nope, it's Bananas.
Yeah, and they're also making it like it was super close. Like, it was kind of like he beat him by like 10%
like of the time. 2.5 minutes apart.
Yeah. Like, he was 90% faster. Like, whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
So, Bananas and Tori would have been a pretty similar, if not identical, you know, power structure. So,
Yeah. Maybe Josh would have had to, like, show his cards a little bit more. Well, yeah. The thing is that Josh wouldn't have been so willing to openly target Big Brother. So I actually think it would have been more interesting.
True. I mean, so at that point, and you know, Josh can't say Sebastian because Tori's not going to let that happen. So who's going in? It's, I mean, I guess...
Krunderwood?
No. Josh and him are working together.
I mean, out of anyone that's left.
I don't think he's saying Chris.
No.
I don't think so. I think he's turning his back on Big Brother and going Tyler.
That's wild if he does that. Oh my God, I would have rather watched that infinitely more.
Or maybe Monty.
I don't know. I feel like...
Because Bananas is the one that's going to be pushing Tori to say, let's just do Tyler again, not Monty. And Tori wanted to do Monty, and I think that Josh would go along with Monty because him and Tyler have more history with the Casey connection.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, it would definitely be Monty over Tyler, but very curious. I feel like... I'm not so confident it wouldn't be Chris.
Yeah.
See, like, they formed it at least, like, on the show, on this episode. So who knows?
Yeah. So let's talk through Tori and Bananas and their strategy here, where they are, we kind of already talked about it earlier, deciding that they want to team up with the strong survivor women and just keep them on their side so that if they come into power in the future, that they're protecting. I mean, this is mostly from Tori's perspective, but Bananas is fully there as well. And they're deliberating together and they're all on the same page about all this. So, they're going along those lines. And also then, you know, again, with sticking by Survivor, choosing to attack Big Brother, who is down in the numbers, it's going to make them the least amount of enemies going forward. And if they get rid of a Big Brother, you know, whether it's a man or a woman in this week, in this round, then that's just, again, one less person on the Big Brother side to come after them if and when they lose next week's challenge.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I mean, I didn't get ultimately in my guess of who would go home correct, but I did get both of the people that were voted in. So that was nice in terms of Tyler and Alyssa sending home the showmats. I did also flag up the Tori confessional where she's like, if you go to a final with people who are better than you, you will lose. And I was like, I'm hoping that this is foreshadowing for one of the three survivor women beating Tori at some point in this.
Yeah. I mean, Tori is certainly a proponent of going to the final with strong people. She always, well, at the very least, will go with like a Jordan. And I mean, I know there's sometimes where they're going to run, you know, men and women together and a winner from each, but definitely not always the case. And Jordan's going to beat you in every final you guys compete against each other in. So
Jordan can carry three people on his back and he'll still beat you.
Yep. Yep. And those people can be like CT, Bananas, and Wes, and he'll still win. So, so where are we? I mean, the deliberation is pretty straightforward with Tyler and Alyssa being the ones that get picked. And when they find out they're going in,
Tori, like Bananas at first wanted to go for a survivor, like at least one, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if he's thinking Cassidy here, like, you know, let's continue that West rivalry and just throw her down. Because I'm assuming it's not Michelle. It's not the three girls that they just made an alliance with. So I have to assume that he was thinking Cassidy?
That does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, so I assume that Tori, you know, like their insistence on like no to Survivor probably saved Cassidy there from Tori. And then going ahead and Tori's like, but then Monty. He's like, no, it's Tyler. So not super straightforward, but it's not like a real big shakeup was made here either.
I think Tori and Cassidy seemed like they were pretty close from what she was saying in that podcast as well. They were on the blue team together the entire time, and Bananas had been on that blue team for a couple of rounds. So I'm not too surprised that they didn't go for Cassidy, but I guess that would have been the next option if needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have seen that.
So from here, there's just a couple of quick things to hit on before you get to the actual elimination itself. Seabass and Tori continuing to fall in love.
Yeah, this was interesting because usually like they were allowed to just stay in while everyone had a night out, which I know in the past, like I think it was like Alton like refused to go out. So then the entire house wasn't allowed to go out because they couldn't split up the crew. So I was surprised that they were allowed without negatively affecting everyone else to just to be like, no, we're not going to participate in what you want us to do.
I mean, Tori can do whatever she wants, as can any of these vets.
Apparently. I mean, it was Alton.
Different time.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't know. But I don't know. Congratulations to them. Bananas was making fun of Seabass in a big, big, big way on the podcast about how in love he is with Tori, which it seems like he still kind of is. And like the entire podcast was just him making fun of Seabass. So what do you like about Tori? So when did you know you were in love with Tori? And like, I don't know, they sounded like friends having fun, you know, making fun of each other on the podcast. I was like, I'm glad Johnny Bananas and Sebastian are such good friends. That's totally on my 2023 bingo card.
Sebastian, I'm like, I forgot he was on the season, forgot he was here, forget like constantly. Honestly, we're like talking about the episode and I still forget that he's around. The fact that he's still here is wild.
Yeah. And Bananas also claims that Sebastian has a really big
heart.
That was my sound effect.
What was the sound effect? I missed that.
It was like a it's like me like pursing my lips together. Yeah, it sounds like a fart, but I don't know. What else can I do to like
he has
sound
a really
effect?
Big fart?
A really big heart.
A really big heart. Okay. That was my first guess.
I don't know.
Is that why he keeps getting cast?
Probably.
Is that why he and Chris Underwood are tightly aligned?
Oh, now I get it. They're in a club. Oh. All right. Well, now we have our answer. All right. Glad we got to the bottom of that.
There we go.
So we can talk about their brief night out, which was just an Alyssa Snyder and Wes conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alyssa's like, I'm going to get revenge on Tori by voting in Sebastian. Like, okay. Good luck, girl.
So, like, we're led to believe that she led the charge for that.
I think that was probably a Wes move.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't end up voting for Sebastian himself.
Where are the votes down here? So, yeah, the votes on Sebastian were Alyssa S., Corey, Fessel, Josh.
It's Big Brother plus Corey.
Tyler and Monty. Right, plus Corey. And then the votes on Monty, or Cassidy, Chanel, Chris, Desi, Michaela, Michelle, Sebastian. And one vote from Wes on Cassidy.
Yep.
So, Alyssa Snyder really led the charge on that one. Good for her. You go, girl. And I don't know what else is there before the elimination. We kind of already talked about Chris and Josh, and they had that one scene together. And
big hearts.
Really big what?
Okay. No, I'm ready for the elimination.
Okay. Let's get to it, where Bananas and Tori are going to show up trying to be all cute and funny by dressing the same. I don't know how they pulled that off.
Why do they have both of these outfits?
Exactly. Like, like, I mean, Bananas certainly is one to go into a season preparing for, like, you know, funny things like that. Like, he came in with the notes from his sister that wrote notes to people that, like, he just dropped in people's bags and whatever. Like, he definitely plans before he gets out there, this kind of stuff. So, like, this season he was like, hey, Tori, let's get the exact same outfit and wear it one day.
I can see it, honestly. I feel like probably what he's allowed, like 10 bags where everyone else is allowed one. So that would be unsurprising. Could also see him being like, go pick me up an outfit, and they oblige. But
yes, sir.
I don't know. This would have been funny if it was from anyone else. Is how I feel about it.
Probably. We get to the votes, and we have the 6 votes for Sebastian, 7 for Monty, 1 for Cassidy. Did you, like, care at all about the way that Wes, like, fully admitted to that being his vote by, like, hysterically laughing about it?
No.
I was like, what are you doing? What is going on?
I feel like he wanted it to be known, because I feel like he was trying to avoid making an enemy out of whoever ended up coming back.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I guess.
Like, so. I think he's more scared of, like, a Monty or Sebastian. Probably has closer relationships based on having been on the green team with Monty and then the blue team with Sebastian than he ever does with Cassidy. Like, they already have a built-in rivalry. Just throw a vote there.
Yeah. You know, rivalry of the ages, Wes Bergman versus Cassidy Clark.
Honestly, iconic.
I mean, I'll take that for her over whatever she was working with from the last show.
No comment.
I'm like, did you forget what show she was on?
No, I remembered.
Try to forget is something I do. So the elimination is going to end up being Monty versus Tyler, as Monty gets his name pulled from the hopper, and they're playing a game called Too Cool for Spool, an elimination that possibly broke records with the length that it took for them to complete. What did you think about Too Cool for Spool?
Honestly, I really liked it. I feel like it was... It was like unique. I don't feel like we've had this over and over. I like that it was truly like a test of endurance almost more than anything at a certain point. I think it came down to a little bit of a strategy from Tyler. I believe Monty said that Tyler like used the sand to help keep the balls in place. So I don't know if he like went there and like built a little barrier out of sand. But I liked the elimination. What do you think?
I was very frustrated for them and for anybody else that would ever will ever have to play this, because it just felt so like there's a point where it's just like this feels too hard and too impossible. I'm always down for an elimination that's going to go a couple hours. Like, you know, I don't know how long Paulie and Bananas went, but like, you know, one of those that's like, show how bad you want it kind of deal, like a pressure cooker type, you know, mm-hmm. last one that is standing wants it the most. But something like this, where it's just like, I can't even imagine like how slow they had to be going for nothing to go wrong. Like these, like the fact that like the surface that they were putting the balls on looked like it had like an edge of maybe like a quarter of a millimeter to like, you know, hold anything from falling down. Like I would have been, and Banana said the same thing on the podcast. He's like, I don't know how they kept their calm. He's like, I would have been throwing balls at like TJ and the producers to like, you know, say like, screw you for making me do this. And that's kind of how I feel like I would have been. I would have been so annoyed every time that the stack fell. I would have had a hard time keeping my cool.
Yeah. I get very frustrated with things. I really, really don't like doing things over and over that seem like they're not going to change. And why am I doing it? I will just walk away. And so I thinking about competing myself in this was my worst nightmare, like torture. I'd rather go into Hall Brawl. but like watching people do it was fine. I think I would have rather like the lip be a little higher so it didn't take 3 hours. But in general, I like this elimination.
Yeah, they definitely made it sound like it was just an exhausting night watching, let alone, for the two guys competing. I think Josh was saying on that podcast about how they were all taking like bathroom breaks, running off set to go use the bathroom, going to get like snacks or whatever that they had. Like, I don't know where these snacks were, but they were like, they needed to go eat something or whatever. And then like production kept yelling at them like, no, get back. We need you to stay on the out there so that, I guess continuity and whatnot didn't get disrupted. So I did notice because, again, I watched the elimination after I heard all these podcasts about it. So as I was paying attention in my watch of the elimination, I was like, oh yeah, they really are not cutting to the audience or the rest of the challengers a whole lot. They kind of really focused on the two of them and all the mistakes that kept getting made. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good. I think that the longest elimination was probably that bananas versus Natalie elimination. I believe that was 6 hours, but there's a couple other. I just looked some up. Like Big T versus Georgia was apparently over 90 minutes. So there's
Oh.
some sneaky long ones in there.
Okay.
Yeah, look at Big T putting up a good fight in her first
Look
elimination. Just
at
gotta
Big T. I
give her that credit.
hope she comes back soon.
I hope we see Big Tape back one day. That would be
I
nice.
can't wait if that ever happens.
Fingers crossed.
So it ends up being Tyler that gets the win after the 3 hours, and TJ gives him all the accolades and welcomes him to the challenge, saying how he's proved himself and whatnot. So Tyler back in the game, Monty out of the game, and that's that. Oh, and also there was the little bit of like Desi interviewing Wes, like they were like Hunger Games arena announcers. So that was kind of cute. But that's the elimination.
Yeah, I'll always take a Hunger Games reference.
Yeah.
So, does help. Thanks, Desi.
Thank you, Desi. What else?
That's about it for me.
TJ told them to go get some rest because it's about to get serious.
Ooh, what could that mean?
Probably nothing.
Yeah, I'm assuming nothing.
Like literally nothing.
Maybe there's another double elim coming up.
That could be. That's probably actually very likely. We're on episode 8, and we think that there's 12 episodes in the season if it's matching last season's episode count, and that would mean we gotta start wrapping it up. We
Let's
also
see.
will talk
There
about
are what, 14 people left? 13, 15?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 15.
15. So I assume we want to get down to at least 10,
My
right?
final, yeah.
So probably want to eliminate 5 more if it's episode what now?
8.
8. So 9, 10, 11, 3 episodes left. So we need at least one double, if not two more double eliminations, probably.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
And I was going to say that probably that does sound correct-ish because if that's 4 more weeks, then that brings us to mid-October, which brings us to the premiere of the Challenge 39.
Oh my goodness. The Challenge 39. Now, not All Stars 4. That is still out there somewhere. A
We don't
challenge?
know that for sure.
It could be gone. They might have accidentally deleted it and they don't want to tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like,
that is
when like
true.
you lose something off your phone because it got like sent to the cloud and then something got removed and you're like, it's 2023. How am I still losing things for good off my phone? That just happens also with TV shows.
Mine's usually because it just gets like lost amongst the other memes if I lose something, but yeah, I have to like I really need to clean out my phone.
People are like, Scally, can you show me a picture of your family? And you're like, hold on, let me just scroll, 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 scroll
Oh,
past
you don't
millions of memes.
understand.
Oh, look, there's my mom.
Yeah. No, let's look her up on Facebook. That's gonna be way
Yeah.
faster.
So I don't know. Anything else on USA here?
No.
Then we do have a cast that has been dropped officially for the Challenge 39. I believe it's called Battle for a New Champion.
I believe so.
So that is coming. Let's not get, super ahead of ourselves in excitement or whatever feeling you're feeling towards it because we still want to get through the rest of this season. But we do have a already recorded draft podcast that we will put out very soon.
Yeah, I'm excited. That was a fun draft. It's a fun cast we have coming up, I would say. We've been long asking for this with a little break from the vets. And while some of them do appear to be popping up, I believe, as like elimination devices, we're getting a main cast of all new, all like, you know, short-term players. The most... Yeah. Well, who are the most veteran people? You would say like Jay, Michelle, Melissa, and
Big T.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yep. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, you're in luck because that's going to be coming back to MTV in a couple weeks. October 25th, I believe, was the premiere date, a Wednesday at 8 p.m. because they still haven't decided to move their time off of the Survivor time.
If they put like... Nani in this cast. Like, that, battle for a new champion. Nani's back.
Like, Nani and Anissa showing up as, like, the week two twist would be hysterical. Because, like, not only would they... because then they would also lose. So, like, to watch them lose that season... Oh, my God.
There have to be male equivalents. Who are, like, the men who have done the most challenges without winning?
Leroy.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
this used to be a thing on Wikipedia. I haven't looked at Wikipedia. I used to live on the challenge wiki, just looking at like who has done the most challenges without a win, who has done the most challenges, who has won the most money, who has done like that was my life.
Okay.
My whole life. That
was my whole life. I did nothing else. And then I started making memes, and I left Wikipedia behind.
Basically.
Scally, this is your story.
Yep.
So what we were going to say, which, again, I think people were kind of catching on earlier, I'm assuming, I'm giving everybody a little bit of credit, but, like, if you are super, like, spoiler-averse to a cast drop along with the season of USA, then maybe, like, skip ahead 3 minutes. But, like... There's a cast member on 39 on the season called Battle for a New Champion.
I already announced her.
Wait, what?
When I said who the most veteran players are, I did name her.
Oh, you did. But maybe people forgot. Michelle Fitzgerald is competing on both this current season that she's still in the running for and the Challenge 39 Battle for a New Champion as a contestant over there. So we have our first live spoiler here on the podcast that we must unfortunately bring to you all is that Michelle is not the winner of this season.
Yeah, I was gonna, you know, take Michelle off of this list for our draft, I guess. Good job, Kirsten, drafting one of the losers. It's in your winner's side of the bracket, so not too happy for you there. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe they broke the rules. Maybe she wins.
That would be insane. Like, well, for September, for October, what's 25 minus 7? October 18th? For them to be crowning Michelle as the champion of the Challenge USA. And then the next season. So it's a whole cast of people that have never won a challenge.
Yeah. This is for MTV winners we're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they could have put Fessel and Josh on this season, and I'm glad they did not.
True. Yeah, no, it's a bunch of people that just
unless
kind of
they win the season.
Okay, well, then that's also a possibility that I didn't want to entertain, and I'm not going to. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It is looking like that is going to be the case, though, that Michelle does not win this season. One of the other women will. So Alyssa Snyder is probably going to beat her in the final, and that's going to be the season finishes out. And but
if you go with people that are better than you.
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly. So excited for that. Again, we have a draft that we recorded a couple weeks ago with one Jonathan Foreman, and the three of us drafted the Challenge 39. So we will drop that soon. And until then, we'll be here covering USA.
Woo.
And hopefully next week I'm less stuffy.
Well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. What else we got?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm done with the challenge right now. We got next week coming up. This episode's over.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I mean, 2 more days until a new episode in real time. I feel like I keep not promising out loud, but like, you know, suggesting that maybe we'll get back on like a better normal schedule sometime soon, and then it just doesn't happen. But
Yeah, you could be busy again.
we can hope. Who could say for sure?
Who knows? I'm in my fall mood. We're watching horror movies now.
I noticed you're doing that. Like, okay, scary movie guy.
Yeah, look at me. I'm very brave.
You're so brave. That's what everybody says about you. You
I'm
enjoying
gonna change
them?
my Twitter bio, just brave.
Okay.
Is
Trash adjacent and brave. That's our new bios. Well,
that
I was gonna make mine trash adjacent after
my Twitter
Corey on the
bio? Those
feeds
are our nicknames.
gave that new title out. But
I
all right.
did screw.
That's a wrap for me. I am on Twitter at Matt Liguori, and only really doing this besides the occasional Big Brother podcast over on RHAP with Rob and or Taryn today. Actually, I was on with Taryn for a supersized update because a lot happened in the house yesterday. So if this is pretty timely, if this podcast happens to come out today, then go check out that live feed update. Otherwise, I'll be here, and that's all that I have. You are on Twitter at Brian underscore Scally. Should I just do your plugs for you? You
Let's
also
see what you can do.
on Twitch at twitch.tv/bscally. Love Island is all wrapped up, so we're not doing
It
that right
is.
now. You probably guessed it on a 90 Day Fiance podcast
I
recently.
am this week.
You are this week. Wow. Perfect. You may also be appearing. Oh, you were on a the not the slop. You were on something recently.
I was on the slop recently, but
Okay,
that was last
that
week.
was last week. You'll
Yes.
probably be on a recap or something this week.
I am on the Wednesday night recap, which is
I
going to be after the 2-hour episode, and that should be mess. So we'll see how that goes.
am so good. And I'm going to say that that's it for now.
That is it for now, but check out Twitter, check out Twitch, come hang with me there.
All right, sounds good. So thank you guys for checking this one out. Again, one more apologies for me being so stuffy. And I hope that the quality of this one wasn't terrible. I'm hashtag on the road, so I'm holding my mic and I'm doing the Colin Stone classic of laying down more or less while I'm podcasting because that's just the setup that I'm in, right? I'm not laying down. I'm on a couch, my feet are up, I'm under a blanket. Like, this is like so Colin Stone approved, it's not even funny.
I'm jealous, honestly.
You do this a lot.
I used to. I do it less now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys again. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be back. And until then, take care, everybody.